Hello, everyone. Hello, I'm Kay
Love
Thompson.
Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kay and Gus Show. I'm Kay Thompson, and I am going to be talking about Gus Henneberg right at the top show. As you may have guessed in the times that he hasn't been here, he is ill, and hopefully he will be fine. But I just want to tell you a few things about him. And we are going to be talking, we had planned for Larry Ham to come in tonight, but there's something going on in New York that everything is absolutely crowded going into New York. The turnpikes and the parkways are absolutely full, and it's very difficult getting there. So this is a show from the Cove. I won't say where, but it's not Jersey City. Hi, everybody in the studio. Hope everything is okay. I'm going to be talking about news, information, education, and global communication issues, and we're going to be starting with a local issue and a local event that the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey is planning for Gus. And this is a tribute that they have been planning, and it is being planned and is scheduled for September 15th. So please mark that on your calendars, September 15th at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. And one of the speakers is going to be Honorable David Dinkins, the former mayor of New York City, as you probably know. Also, former Governor Thomas Kane will also make special remarks, as well as other dignitaries who are going to be in attendance. We're hoping that you will join us with this Passing the Torch Humanitarian Awards dinner that the African American Chamber of Commerce gentlemen of and ladies of New Jersey is giving, again, at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Let me give you a number for you to call so you will find out about how to go and everything that you need to do to get there. Let me see. The number is, for the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, 609-571-1620. Once again, that number for the tribute for Gus Henneberg at New Jersey Performing Arts Center on September 15th. It starts at 6 p.m., 609-571-1620. And the question has been, is Gus going to be there? We are expecting that Gus will be there, yes. He may not be able to stay the entire time, but he will be there, and we hope that's going to be true. He is not feeling that well, and we'll be keeping you updated on his condition. However, also, I'm going to be telling you some things about Gus that maybe you don't know. Now, you know usually what I do here on the Kay and Gus Show on Blog Talk Radio. We come on live every Wednesday at 9 p.m., and we talk about a number of different issues, and we are heard not only locally and nationally, but globally. As a matter of fact, we have been getting emails directed to Rick G. down there in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, who we had on doing a jazz show, and also Junius Williams was in Newark, New Jersey at the time, and we were doing the show out of Jersey City, and people in the Swiss Alps, in South America, Rio de Janeiro, and someplace in Europe have heard us, and they said that they heard us loud and clear. Now, we have been doing that with Donald Payne whenever, during his lifetime, whenever he was in Rwanda, Uganda, Ethiopia, Somalia, Johannesburg, et cetera, et cetera. But it really never really hit me that we were heard globally, and yes, we are. So we're very proud of the show, and we're very proud of GoPro Radio Network for allowing us this opportunity for the Kay and Gus Show. And hopefully Gus will be joining us. I hope he's been listening in, so I'm going to say, hi, Gus, I'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, as a matter of fact. Now, Gus, as you may not know, I have to tell you some things about Gus that you probably don't know. He's received wide recognition for a distinguished career encompassing civil rights, community leadership, urban affairs, higher education, public affairs, and television journalism. Now, television journalism, because you know Gus Henneberg, who was the host of Positively Black. Extremely important program with a lot of good information about our community that sometimes we needed coverage on, but we never got. And I was at the same time on WLIB shortly after he started. I remember seeing Gil Noble's show when he started on ABC. And Gil Noble was on ABC doing Like It Is because of the fact that it was right after the riots, it seems that, in Newark. And it seems that they needed someone to cover the riots in Newark because, the other reporters were not welcome. And I think that's the way Gil Noble came to be on ABC doing the fantastic Like It Is. And now we have Gus Henningberg, who is, you know, my co-partner, my friend, my co-host, I should say, my partner. And he is under the weather, but there is going to be a tribute to him, and we do expect that he's going to be there. Now, also, at Gus Henningberg Associates, you know what he did? He provided consultation services in the areas of communications, public policy analysis and development, government relations, lobbying, affirmative action, with special expertise related to the construction industry. Now, you probably remember but that I've been talking about that for a number of times because Gus sat down on the tarmac at Newark Airport and stopped the planes from flying. Now, I don't think he realized that the planes were actually going to be stopping flying from different parts of the country, but that's exactly what happened. And as he tells it, he was promptly whisked away by the guards, I guess, there at the airport, and he was, I think he says he was in jail for a couple minutes or something. But what happened was he was protesting by doing this because of the fact that the tarmac for the airport, Newark Airport, I think it's called now Newark Liberty or whatever, I forget. But anyway, they were putting down the concrete and they were doing this tarmac without any African-American workers. Now, Gus has been one of the really people, leaders in making sure that African-Americans and Latinos and women got their, you know, share of, you know, of the jobs, you know, especially in New Jersey. And as a result, it was successful, and I'll tell you what happened during that time, but it was successful because of the fact that before Governor John Corzine left office, he signed the first affirmative action legislation, made it into law that any publicly financed company with a construction job has to have, by law, African-American, the whites, of course, Latin African-Americans, Latinos, women, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the kind of thing that Gus was involved in. And a lot of other things that you don't know, among his past and present clients are Marriott Hotels, Harts Mountain Industries, Henderson Industries, City National Bank, Continental Airlines, Chemical Waste Management, Newport Development Corporation, Major League Food Service, and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, among others. Now, he also served as chairman for Newark Mayor-elect Strob James Transition Team. And in 1987, he was appointed by the governor as the commissioner of the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority. So he also integrated what he did with when he was at the chairman for the Sports Authority, that's the arena in Secaucus. What had happened was that he made sure that there were security people that also looked like us, okay? So if you saw them during that particular time, I don't know what's happened to them since then, but I don't see that many. But he did make sure he moved that into place. He also served as chair of the Committee to Study the Governance of New Jersey's County Colleges. He was chair of the New Jersey Educational Opportunity Fund for the first 10 years of the program and as trustee for several colleges and universities. Now, let me tell you about the New Jersey Educational Opportunity Fund. This was a fund that former Governor Thomas Kane developed, and what it did was it made monies available for minority kids who could not afford college fees. So an EOF, everyone, is still in place. So just in case your sons, your daughters, or you, or grandsons, or granddaughters, or whoever want to go to college and you're saying there is no money, there's a lot of money in education. We just have to learn how to and where to go to get it. Call the New Jersey Educational Opportunity Fund, and you will get information. You can do it by calling Rutgers. You can do it by calling ECC, Essex County Community College. You can do it by calling NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology, of Seton Hall University, of the University of Medicine and Dentistry. You can even call there. Bill Owens, he was the past president who just left a little while ago. But this is extremely important. This is a fund that was made available for minority students, and a lot of people have made taken advantage of it. He has also received honorary doctorates from the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey, Ramapo College, and Rutgers University. He was the first Victoria Fellow in Contemporary Issues at Rutgers and has lectured at Harvard Business School, Cornell and Stanford Universities, the National School Boards Association, and Dover and Newark Academies. In 2003, Rutgers University at Newark established the Gus F. Hennigberg Civics Fellows Program, and this was done to focus on issues that speak to the cultural, political, and economic vitality of the city. Now, the person in charge of that particular program, the fellowship program under Gus, is one Dr. Clement Price, and I'm quite sure you've heard of Clement Price from Rutgers University. He was also the founder of the Newark Black Film Festival, by the way. That was the first black film festival in the country, and it was founded by Gus Hennigberg. Now, there's a whole lot of things here. In a parallel career, Hennigberg served as host of NBC TV award-winning public affairs program Positively Black for how many years? 20 years. How about those cookies? He also served as senior correspondent of New Jersey Nightly News, produced by New Jersey Public Television, where he received the National Urban Coalition's Urban Journalism Award for his television commentaries on the problems of cities. He was also honored by the New Jersey Bar Association for his coverage of the first televised courtroom trial in New Jersey history. Now, there's a lot more here. He was also the president and chief executive of the Office of the Greater Newark Coalition, of the Greater Newark Coalition for 12 years, and in that position he developed the Newark Plan. Now, the Newark Plan should be still in existence. I don't think it is, but if someone would set it up, it would be wonderful. This provided training and employment for hundreds of African-American and Hispanic construction workers. This plan became the model later adopted by the state of New Jersey under John Carson and has been widely hailed as the most effective construction affirmative action plan in America. So, therefore, you have it. So, any public finance building in the state of New Jersey better have blacks, Latinos, women, et cetera, working on their protection sites, or else they could be cited, or, you know, I don't know what the punishment would be, or the recognition for not following the law would be, however I can find out, all right? Now, another thing about Gus, you know, he was president and chief executive officer of the Newark of the Greater Newark Urban Coalition for 12 years. And in that position, he developed the Newark Plan, you know, which provided training and employment for hundreds of African-American and Hispanic construction workers. So I'm going to go on and on. You know, he served as assistant to the president of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and earlier as director of alumni affairs for the United Negro College Fund. Okay? He also served 7 years as a commissioned officer, the U.S. Army, by the way. Went to Hampton University, as did a lot of our, you know, very, very accomplished people. A lot of my family went to Hampton University, my son and my daughter, Lisa. Gina was in, Connecticut at the time, going to Mitchell College, and, of course, Eric was at the Hampton. Lisa was at Hampton. Christy was at Penn State. Yes, that's the Penn State that you've been reading about. But that was some time ago when she graduated. Now, Thomas Paine presented Hennigberg with the first Pride in New Jersey Alice Paul Humanitarian Award. Now, this is considered the highest honor of the state of New Jersey that the state of New Jersey can bestow upon a civilian. Among the hundreds of awards he has been privileged to receive, the one which means most to him came from the Newark Welfare Rights Organization with the inscription, "Gus listens to us, he fights for us, and we love him." Now, how did that come about? Well, you know, the tenants at Stella Wright Home went on strike. They held their rent back, and they called on Gus. And he was the one he was the one who had to hold the money. So, therefore, of course, this forced the Newark Housing Authority to completely change, and he changed the look for public housing in the entire country. Do you hear me? So if you don't believe me, you can call the Newark Housing Authority office. They're located under Keith Kennard, downtown Newark. And there's another lady down there who's in a very important position down there, right under Keith Kennard, who is Karen Torian. So once you call the Newark Housing Authority, you can find out more. Now, Gus also rides horses, has driven motorcycles, had a Harley, by the way. Anyway, he's probably listening right now. So we are going to be saying once again, here is the number for you to call for the tribute. Call, bombard them, tell them you want to attend the number of the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, everyone. Call this number to be involved with the tribute. It's going to be at New Jersey Performing Arts Center, and it's going to be September 15th from 6 to 9. And it's going to be absolutely wonderful, and we expect us to be there. 609-571-1620. That's 609-571-1620. And on behalf of the Board of Directors and members of the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, they would like to invite you to attend the Humanitarian Awards Dinner, Passing the Torch. Now, Gus is going to positively pass the torch on September 15th, 2012, at New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. And please, you must respond RSVP as soon as possible to confirm your attendance so you can assure that your seat. It is going to be in the restaurant portion of New Jersey Performing Arts Center and in the reception area, and it may even spill out over into the front. Now, you know, the sounds of the band that usually goes on every Thursday night down at New Jersey PAC. Also, what's going on down there right now, and this is not necessarily a commercial for them, but yes, it is, because Gus also made sure that the workforce that built the New Jersey Performing Arts Center was integrated. As a matter of fact, the main architect on that building was, I forget her first name, but her last name is Thompson, Gail Thompson, African-American female who was an architect who was in Dubai, you know, building things, and also in Florida. We're dealing with another performing arts center. So, and we thank Larry Goldman for, you know, meeting with us and giving us some direction. And I know I'm speaking for the African-American Chamber of Commerce and members of New Jersey. That's AACCNJ. And very glad that they are doing this. We're excited to have the opportunity to present. We are the Humanitarian Award to Business Advocate, Gustav Henningberg. Gus, under his leadership as president and CEO of the Greater Newark Urban Coalition, is most widely known for leading the efforts to integrate the construction forces at Newark International Airport during its expansion in the 1970s. As a matter of fact, everyone, you probably have seen the duty-free store called EJE. You know, not EJE, it's EJE. God, what is the name of it? Store at Newark Airport, the duty-free airport. That was done through Gus. Ed Holder was the owner. He is an African-American, gentleman, good friend of Gus's, good friend of mine. And Gus made sure that when he sat down on the tarmac and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey wanted to know what he was, because he was brought to Washington to talk to the Attorney General at that time, and they said, "What else do you want?" He said, "African-American businesses throughout the airport." So because of Gus, they said, okay, you know, we will have a number of African-American, businesses. One of those businessmen was Ed Holder, who owns the duty-free airport. Ed died a few years ago, unfortunately. And now his nephew, Janice, is now the owner. Now, they didn't have one duty-free, store operated by anyone black. Very, very few, I understand. Well, I think they had a shoeshine store at one time. They may have had a newspaper store at that time, the Lasseter's, and then, Bob Cruz with books. Yeah, right. Okay. But anyway, that's what Gus did, and now there are over 700 duty-free stores operated by African Americans all around the country. That is because what happened directly in Newark, at Newark Airport, everyone. That's Gus. That's my partner. Okay? And I think we may be able to take a break about right now so I can say hi to Sandra Rivas, who is the Associate Independent. Tell me what. Let me go get the other phone, because we are broadcasting out of the studio. Pardon me if I run to get the other phone, and I am moving fast because Sandra is right here. And we are going to be getting on the phone talking to you at the same time. Let's hope this works, and here you are, Sandy. I don't know if you have to call that number, or I think you may just be able to press that button and then see if you hear me. Yep.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, great.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, is there something?
Having a hard time coming in because there are so many people on the turnpike.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, there's there's a reading of the Talmud, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear it today. Yeah. So really, a lot of people going into that. That's wonderful. Really.
Yeah, it took me 2 hours to come.
I know. When you started, and Larry Ham was supposed to be here, activist, motivated speaker, but he's going to be rescheduled.
I was so looking forward to hearing him talk.
Yeah. Larry is dynamite. You know. So anyway, so what's happening?
Oh, a lot's going on.
No, tell me your title. I forgot.
Oh, I'm the independent associate for legal services and for Legal Shield.
Legal Shield, which we have been talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I haven't been talking about it tonight. I was giving, you know, Gus's background about the tribute. Are there any questions that you have about the tribute?
Yes, I do, because I'm sure that my husband and I are both going to be attending, and I just need to know, who do I get tickets from?
Oh, 609.
Okay.
Funny you should ask. Yeah, the number for everyone listening, and please call and, you know, find out more about this. In fact, I would love it if people would just take the number and bombard the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, even just to find out information. They're a dynamite organization. You know, I know some of the people involved, and I'm telling you, they are probably the most energetic and wonderful personalities, you know. And you're going to be talking to John Harmon, who is the CEO of the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, and you can reach them by calling 609-571-1620. That's 609-571-1620. And in case you need an email address, it's www.aaccnj.com. www.aaccnj.com. Okay? And then once again, that number, excuse me, to call is 609-571-1620. Okay? And that is for the tribute for Gus Henningberg, and that's on September 15th. You're going to be around, Sandy?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Okay. I mean, you've been traveling all over the place without me, so.
No.
Aruba, and where else?
North Carolina, Florida, and Texas in September.
And that's because of Legal Shield, right?
Yeah, because of Legal Shield.
Yeah.
We got a couple of conferences, and then I had some presentations I had to do in some of the other states.
Yeah, how were they? Were they successful or what?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. A lot of people are just becoming aware of what Legal Shield does do and how we all need some kinds of protections, you know, wills and sometimes power of attorney rights for elderly parents, because there are some elderly parents being taken advantage of by unscrupulous people who know that they're not quite up to par in terms of knowing what legal issues are and how to deal with them.
And some of those people are in senior homes, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to make sure that you know that you do have and can get legal services. In other words, when you're involved with legal services, with Legal Shield, rather, it used to be called prepaid legal.
Right.
Okay, so people would know there's a whole lot of people that we had involved, you know, when we had access to Reuben Johnson's Lottie's Restaurant. People all came. Well, it's revitalized with new, so many new things. But what you have, everyone, is access to attorneys for just about anything you can think of. As a matter of fact, I have to update my information. Now, because when I came into Legal Shield, Legal Shield now, and when it was called prepaid, this was in 1980-something? 1998. Okay. Mm-hmm. I only paid $9.95 per month for an attorney.
Exactly.
Okay? And so many people were coming in that I also joined the business side of it. I became an associate,
right,
which meant that I wanted to work the business. Mm-hmm. And I think there are almost 1,000 people under me since then. Well, mainly because of the fact that I had access to the airways. And, you know, it's important to know that you have, and I've used the attorneys. I don't use my daughter or my son-in-law. I don't, you know, use them for small things, but because they're both attorneys. But I do use the attorneys for copyright services. and for, you know, some other things that I had that I won't mention at this particular time. And won the cases every time.
And plus it also gives you coverage over the United States and in Canada, so that if you had any type of legal issues or concerns in other states, you know, let's say that your daughter and your son-in-law might not be licensed in, you know, those particular states where you might have some kind of concern. And so this way you have access to attorneys outside of New Jersey.
And they can and they can take care of the basic things that you need taken care of. I was very satisfied. And now that I have to pay more, how much do I have to pay now for my
it's gonna be
membership?
$26,095
$26,000
No, no.
It's what?
$26,095
Oh, that much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No kidding. 26. Yeah, I can handle that. $26 and 95 cents. Now, and I'm not kidding because I've used the attorneys. So I don't care if you go up to $30, $40. I'm going to do it. It's still cheap. But you get the best
well
attorneys.
Worth it.
And
well
they,
worth it.
And they call you right back.
Yes, they call you right back. And they've added motor vehicle coverage. The moving violations. They've also added civil lawsuits and IRS representation.
By the way, Ann Alexander was supposed to be here tonight, but she couldn't get in because of, you know, the traffic. It's, people don't understand. It's maddening. It's so backed up all the way across, you know. If you were going toward the George Washington Bridge, and if you're listening to me right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We couldn't get out here. And you're just getting here because you were stuck on the turnpike.
On the turnpike.
Trying to get off the turnpike. 2 hours.
Yeah, which normally would only take me between 20 minutes and a half an hour to get here.
Yeah, but you know one thing, it might not be normally because of the fact that, you know, what's going on with the GW, with George Washington Bridge. I don't know, construction. People have to pay a high amount of money to go across the bridge.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah, so those people going up to Martha's Vineyard, keep the change in your pocketbook. Let me tell you. Anyway, Anne was going to be here talking about legal services. Anne is an, was an extraordinary teacher. She is now a volunteer teacher for one of the Newark schools in Mount Vernon, Newark, Mount Vernon School. And so what she does is she is also a mediation, mediator.
Mediator,
dealing with civil cases.
Oh,
you know, so, you know, and she's going to be, I'm going to reschedule her and reschedule Larry Ham. And we were going to be talking about elder abuse.
Right.
You know, which is extremely important and extremely, you know, you have to check on your relatives. I'm telling you, when they're in a, you know, a living facility and making sure, you know, that everything is straight and nothing is out of the order, because unfortunately sometimes these things happen. Now, when I was on WLIB, and by the way, remind me to tell you about Al Jackson. A lot of people listening to me know about Al Jackson. I was just talking to him, you know, earlier today. Al Jackson is and was the news director for Antigua. And also he worked at WLIB. He had his own show. He was doing news. And he was, you know, representing the Caribbean population. And, of course, everybody, I went to Antigua, and, of course, everybody knows the name Al Jackson. And he said to me, how would you like to do some programming in Antigua? And I was on the phone, and I raised my hand. Yes, me. So there's a great possibility maybe the show will be going into Antigua. Do you hear me, Ty? Do you hear me, Ayana? Do you hear me, Shauna? So there's a great possibility of that, so I'm going to be, you know, talking to him later. But to get back to Legal Shield, this is really very important. Now, we're not kidding about this. When you can get, have access to attorneys, especially in this day and age, and, you know, when something happens, if it's in the welfare system, if it's in the schools, if it's in any walk of life, and now that we're dealing with medical care, with some people trying to suppress the vote, you need an attorney because of the fact that there are several states, and I have a list of them here somewhere. I'll get them to them later, but if you listen to, you know, what Channel 4 and MSNBC, not that I'm punching for them, but they are, they do seem to be a little bit fair, you know, in their coverage of things, and hey, saying hello to all those athletes, you know, for the Olympics over there, absolutely fantastic. But, you know, so what else do we get, you know?
Well, it's something to think about.
With Legal Shield.
With Legal Shield, you get unlimited phone calls. and to the Provider Law Firm. You also get contacts and documents reviewed by an attorney. You get a will, a comprehensive will for the state that you live in. You also get motor vehicle coverage, meaning that if you have a moving violation, we have to remember not for parking tickets, but for moving violations, you get representation. And if you're working in a job and you're accused of some type of crime on your job, you can be represented by the attorneys and also for civil lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And if the IRS comes knocking at your door, you can also be represented upon the discretion of the attorney.
Right, we talked about that.
That's necessary.
But, you know, Sandy, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break.
All right.
And we will be right back for more. I'm Kay Thompson, and this is the Kay and Gus Show. And we are broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, GoPro Radio Network, Ty, Shauna, Ayana, and all the Tatis and Ties. By the way, the kids have their own teenage show.
Oh, nice.
And it's called the New Radio Generation. And they were talking about police brutality with young teens the other day, and I was just thrilled because of the information that they were giving out. What's your number that people can reach you about Legal Shield before we go off?
That's 1-877-548.
Okay. Give it again.
4611.
All right, give it again.
1-877-548-4611.
All right, one more time.
1-877-548-4611.
4611. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone, for the Kay and Gus Show.
The ball shocking the fist up, rocking till we free them all. White ball, resistance, never repeat the call. She ain't got the government like rock, shatter the wall. We gotta start a lyrical assault. We can start off the pen, since the days of the call. A black skin target, the president's slave market. So, got it, black gold, a sergeant, a journalist, bold, threatening a system. Think not twice, white jury conviction. Who's riding out for miles, so shut it down. Ain't no justice for us, the days of the now, so kill.
Stay away, stay away,
march to my feet, y'all. Shout to my voice, y'all. Now we gotta step it up. Imagine I'm free, y'all. Now making three bars, breaking into stars. War on the black and wall. So if you read, y'all, let it not happen before. Break any means, you know the call. I'm a burn every stage with the rage and the ball. Black Panther engaged, and it gets flame on. Practice, that's the range. Put a range to the launch. Fuck they long.
Stay away, stay away, don't be another time. Stay away, stop up. Stay away, that time. Stay away, wait a while. Stay away, don't be another time.
Looking for life, I'm gasping for air. I can't breathe, I'm underprepared. I'm under siege and I'm highly aware. My survival right now depends on what I'm prepared. I'm feeding my mom, she's holding me there. Like, telling me, son, it's cool to be scared. But I'm not prepared, I need another year. But need one more year, but do one more thing. Radio, bring a breaker, 1-9, can you be radio? Bring a breaker, 1-9, can you be radio? Bring a breaker, 1-9, can you be radio? Bring a breaker, 1-9, can you
be? That's the studio number, but it's not the... Hello, okay, we are back. Kay Thompson here with Sandra Ravis. And we're talking about Legal Shield. We are talking about Gus Henneberg. We're talking about the tribute to Gus, which is going to be held, everyone, on September 15th at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, in downtown Newark. And by the way, I was getting ready to say before that, Sandy, there's also another event going on down there. I think that, what is it when people are singing the American Idol thing with, what's his name, Mariah's husband?
Who's Got Talent?
Something like that. Yeah, there's so many. Yeah, but that's going on down there. Oh. Hello, are you there?
Hello, yes, hello. Is this me?
Yes,
hello?
It's you. Hi. Yes.
Hi, Kay. This is Jeff. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Jeff. How are you again? How wonderful. How are
sure.
you?
Well, you know, it's great you put this on Facebook because then I scroll through and I see you're on. And, of course, I tune you right in. And, first of all, it's nice listening to your guest, who's obviously a brilliant attorney. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so, right. And you know, you
touched
on...
No, you mean my partner sitting here is a brilliant attorney?
Is that your partner? What do you mean? Oh, that's not her. I thought she was a brilliant attorney.
Yes.
No,
that sounded you.
Oh, so that's her from last... I get it. She's your co-host. She was there last time. I am so bad. And what is your name, if I may ask again, please, co-host?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
What is your name?
Oh, Sandy Revis.
Okay, Sandy. Well, I heard you start talking a little bit about elder care, and I know that maybe your guest didn't make it, I'm hearing, but, you know, I did, as you know, I'm also a producer of TV shows like you are.
I know. Wait a minute. Let me tell everybody, Jeff. This is Jeff Friedman, who is a producer of NJN TV, several shows, a number of shows, award-winning, good friend for 900 years, and who produced all the programs for the superintendent of the new school system. And what a time we had. We were teaching kids what to do. We were putting on the show, which was a closer look. And this is Jeffrey.
That's right.
Okay, Jeff.
And we put out, I must say, I'm pretty proud of what we did together back then, because I know, I'm not an unreal
person. Well, we're going to do it again, Jeff.
Well, I would like to. And, you know, I think we made a difference in at least, I'm just thinking of kids that I really got to know, maybe two or three kids' lives. And that's, even one to me is great. Bianca, you remember Bianca?
Bianca is one of them, sure. I have to get in touch with her. Now I guess she's in college.
I would imagine she is, Well, you know, I actually called to talk about elder care, and I guess, you know, since your guest, since your guest is not a brilliant attorney, I wanted to say, what I'm leading up to is I've done TV shows on elder abuse, on due process. Pardon me?
Yeah, then you have to come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's only one of the things. I'm no expert, but I would love to come on. But I'm just saying that, sometimes it's physical abuse, but a lot of times it is legal abuse where, you know, whatever assets that the really elderly person may have, there might be unscrupulous either family members or people they know that are the caretakers, whatever, and what do they know? You know, and they need to really watch out for this stuff. And so if your brilliant attorney really was there, I think it was a she, but he or she would, I think, agree with me.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Can I tell you a little quick story?
Okay, brilliant attorney. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Go ahead.
In her house in Newark.
Yeah, what happened? Your sister was living in her house?
Who's this? Her mom?
Her mom. And she's 77.
Wait a minute. Right. Your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law's mother.
Okay.
77-year-old woman. And she lived alone. My sister-in-law lives in North Carolina, but there's another sister who lives in Newark. Even still, the sister in Newark was visiting the mother, but what happened? A couple befriended the mother, and what they did was eventually they had the mother sign over a medical power of attorney, they started taking furniture out of the mother's house.
Oh, my God.
And they took over her pension accounts, her credit card accounts, and they in turn ended up stealing $60,000 from this woman. And
well,
were
you
trying
know, don't you?
Sell her house.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the sister-in-law, my sister-in-law found out about it, and so she and her sister signed up with Legal Shield, and now they're in the process of trying to take back the different accounts that these people fraudulently took over.
So now they can afford an attorney, in other words. Are they from Newark?
The sister-in-law from North Carolina is able to have an attorney here
in
Newark.
So what does she pay per month for an attorney?
And she paid $26.95.
See that? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is what I pay for this, Jeff. You know?
Yeah.
So the same thing, I pay $26 a month, and I've been in Legal Shield since 1998, right? I've gotten,
really?
It's fantastic. I wouldn't change it. You know, because I always wanted to be a lawyer anyway.
Yep. You know, other than elder abuse, which we know goes on in some, and it doesn't, it goes on, in, and the other thing is I want to say, to be clear, it goes on in every community. It goes on in, in the poorest households. It goes on, probably, actually, if I think about it now, thinking out loud, it goes on more in the, folks, that have a ton of money, where the family's coming in. But I heard you say the tribute for Gus was September 15th.
Yeah, the tribute for Gus.
Well, I didn't know. Guess what? I'm there.
Okay. Listen, did you get the number to call?
Well, no, I'll just call them. Right? Call N.J. Pack, or should I call your...
No. Call the African-American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey.
All right, but I'm going to have... You know what? I don't have a pen on my... You know, okay, I'm going to call you from my office.
Listen. Yeah, I
tomorrow,
have your
maybe.
Email.
Okay, good.
Okay, or call me tomorrow because I'm going to be here. And actually, what we're doing is we're not in the studio right now. You know, we're broadcasting from our home here in the Cove.
Now, we can't get into
New Jersey City.
I have to tell you that the technical quality is very good. This is now the second time I've heard your show.
Oh,
and of
my
course,
God,
I'm into
if
all
you
that
say
stuff.
So, Jeff, I know.
But I would say your co-host seems like she could be in another location. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah. No, but she's sitting right across the kitchen table.
Okay,
from me,
okay.
Right?
Okay, I'm right. She's across the table. She's in another location. Okay, so I'm wrong. She's a little, her sound's a little bit different than yours, but I'll tell you, it's, and there's someone else I know on Blog Talk. She actually does a video and audio thing,
okay.
And the technical quality is not anything like yours.
Really?
Okay, you sound great, just like the old days.
Thank you. Jeff, let me tell you about where we're generally. We are generally in Jersey City with Ty Washington and Shauna Glover and Ayanna Jones. I just know some as well as I know these people. I flub up everyone I get on the air. They each, Ty is the CEO. Ayanna is next in line with some, important title. Ayanna, forgive me.
She's right. I like the name. That's a great name, right? Ayanna?
Isn't
who's
that
got a name like that? That's way cool,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's quite an activist, too. The whole Ayanna.
That's cool. I'm really liking that.
Yeah. Wait until you have to come over to the studio.
Oh, of course I will. Well,
okay.
Guess what? After,
and you're
going to
come
well,
out with me.
Depends.
That's given.
After September, I'm going to be retiring from my full-time job at the university, believe it or not.
And what are you going to be doing?
Well, of course, I'm like you. I'm going to be always crazy busy because you always have. I was telling, for those listening, how many years ago? For 20, 25 years, I've been telling Kay, you've got all these things in the hopper. Like, how do you do all that? And you still do. You show up on Blog Talk Radio, right? And so I'm going to do two things. So I've been producing, classical music shows, symphony shows for PBS.
And
I have two that I shot already about maybe six weeks ago, which I'm in the post-production phase. So I'm going to work on those. And I'm going to teach. I have a class again in Montclair State, so I will be teaching.
Hey, terrific.
Students,
I don't want to
teach
anymore.
You don't want to
teach anymore. I don't want to teach anymore. I'm headed all over the world, Jeff.
Well, but you were a full-time teacher. See, I was never full-time.
No. Not when I was the executive producer of the New York School Systems Television Show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were teaching
the students. I was teaching the students then, but I had stopped that and then, teaching, the separate courses.
Right.
NJIT summer program.
We taught them everywhere. We were in the NJN studios, we were in the Kane studios, and we were in the Montclair State studios. You arranged all that. How did you make that all happen is what I want to know.
I was following you. I didn't want to be producer, director. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
because
please. Listen, girlfriend, I'll tell you right now.
Budgeting.
You made it all happen, and I showed up, and you know that's the truth, too.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Listen,
please, not me. Well, listen, I don't want to monopolize your whole show. Hey, maybe I can get my own show. Wouldn't that be great? The Jeff Friedman
you
show.
You can. You really can. At GoPro Radio Network. I'll give you the numbers because, they're building a network. I have other friends at brownstonedigital.com, and they have a 24-hour network already. Carol Moore and George Moore.
Geez, I've been in Montclair for 5.5 years now. So, although of course I go to Newark all the time, which, as you know, Kay, is my town. But I'm sort of out of the loop now on a lot of the stuff.
Listen, wait until I tell Gus.
Tell
Jeff to come on the show, and he's also
I'd love to come on your show, number one.
I need all the help I can get.
No. I'd love to come on your show, and furthermore, I can't believe, I know about this event now, and as far as I know, I'm going to be in town now September 15th, and I was going to be out of town, but as of today, things changed, so this could work great for us.
Okay, listen, call me tomorrow sometime, okay?
I will.
You have the number.
It's great speaking with both of you and folks that are listening. Kayla, as I said, this could... this could be 20 years ago, this could be WLAB, this could be anything,
yeah.
There you are, and you sound great.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. That's always such a delight to talk to Jeff Friedman. He is absolutely mm-hmm. fantastic. He puts the things together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have people who know what they're doing, as a matter of fact, he also has quite, or had, if he's going to be retiring, he has quite a television department there at Montclair University.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and he's head, director, producer, everything.
Wow.
He's just a wonderful,
I want
know.
To meet him since he said
yeah.
I'm not the right attorney.
Is that a compliment?
He sounds like a lot of fun.
He is. He's absolutely great. And I hope that Gus, are you listening in? He may be sleeping right now. But anyway, and I was telling you, Sandy, that people can reach you how? What is the number that they can reach you for Legal Shield?
Okay.
This is how, you know, how to get your attorney and talk to your attorney.
It's 1-877-548-4611. 1-877-548-4611. And I'll say it one more time.
Yes, please.
1
to get in touch with you about Legal Shield and how to have an attorney at your fingertips.
Yes.
For if you are in the state of New Jersey, all you do is pay how much?
$26.95
per month, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Per month.
All right.
So that's 1-877-548-4611.
And if there's anyone else listening in, if you want to talk to us here on the air, that number for the call-in number is 323-679. Is that a 00906? I'm looking at it upside down. 323-679-0906.
Mm-hmm.
One last time. 323-679-0906. I always like to do that because of the fact that sometimes when people hear the number, they say, what did she say?
Exactly.
And
I
then,
do that too.
Yeah, and then I'll say it again, and they'll say, oh, I have to get a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'll wait a little while, and maybe by that time people have a pencil, then I'll give the number out again, because a lot of people will miss that, you know?
Yeah.
And they can call that number for you anytime, and you will give them that information, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So even if they don't call the studio mm-hmm. right now, at the 323, at the, what's the number for the studio?
Mm-hmm.
The 323-679-0906.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the number here? Yeah, in case you don't get us at that number,
mm-hmm.
then what is your 800 number? That's the number I meant to give you. That's the number, the 323 number is to call here.
Right.
So what's your 800 number that people can call to talk to you directly about Legal Shield?
Okay, that's that 1-877-548-4611.
All right, give it one more time.
1-877-548-4611.
4611. Okay, 1-877-548-4611. Okay. And anybody wants any information, you know, we'll give them out the information about Legal Shield. You will. Okay, that's your 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for those of you listening to the show now, the African American Chamber of Commerce is having a tribute for Gus at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center on September 15th. Come on down and enjoy it with us. He is going to be getting the Humanitarian Award, and the number for you to call the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey. Talk to John Harmon. John is the CEO there, and that number is 609-571-1620. That number once again for the tribute to Gus on September 15th. For those of you going out of town, because I know people are rushing to, you know, Cape Cod and all that place to get it, you know, the last minute goodies in. And hopefully I'm talking to Nola too. I have to call Nola pretty soon. 609-571-1620 for the tribute. And it's going to be a positively fantastic affair. I think I'm going to be the moderator.
Mm.
So talking about Gus and talking about the business guys, because they really move, you know. Sure, there's some top people in New Jersey.
Mm.
And Malcolm Dunn out there in Plainfield, and Jim Felton in Maplewood, and Cecil Sanders. I think Cecil's from Elizabeth, but exactly where he's living now. And Hank Henderson, and I think he's still in Caldwell, from Henderson Industries, and Who else? I said Malcolm. I said Cecil. I said Jim Felton. Gloria Wright down there. Also, I saw Gwen Goldsby Grant.
Oh, really?
Saw her, and then she's back in town.
Oh, my
for
old
sure.
Teacher.
Yeah.
From Montclair State.
And she also did, you know, her own television show, and she was also on NBC, and she also was on with Gus for a long period of time.
Oh.
So, and Gwen is back in town, and her husband Ralph is teaching a class down in Newark at, I forget the name of the course or the school, but I will get that at another time because both of them, Ralph and Gwen Grant, are going to be coming on the show. There's so many people I have scheduled. I have to say this now. I've had Ali Al-Rahman on. Many of you who have heard me on WLIB, you might remember Police Report. And Ali Al-Rahman was the head of the Guardians. Guess what? He wrote a book. The name of the book is We Learn by Trial. Now, I've had Ali on, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we were talking. I was trying to get him to do a show on GoPro Radio Network because what he knows about incarceration and the prison system, I'm telling you, will shake you up and also make you proud to know him. Because the fact that what was happening when I was on WLIB at that time, Sandy, when we had Police Report, I don't know how you, through Ozzie Thompson, no relation, he was with the police department, and he, through a friend of mine, Carol Moore, who has Brownstone Digital now, introduced me to Ali Al-Rahman. Because of the fact that I wanted to do a show that I called Police Report, because people were calling and they were being abused by some members of the NYPD, okay? All right, and different, and you know, different all kinds of problems. And they had no redress. People said, well, call the Civilian Review Board. Well, let me tell you something. The Civilian Review Board at that time was not worth the call. Okay, some people may not like it, but I was there. I know I was hearing the calls. Okay, so fortunately, Ali came on, and he was the head of the Guardians at that time. It's a black police organization.
Okay.
And they were very interested in the community. So the callers would come in, and they would give them information on how to seek redress. Okay, and I don't know if they're still organized right now, but with the shootings going on in different places in New York and Harlem and in Brooklyn, you know, it seems to me that, you know, people need redress. And you got to get the guns off the street. I don't care what you say, everybody. You got to get rid of those guns, especially those high-powered, 747s or machine guns. What kind of sense does that make, that people are allowed to sell them?
Yeah.
Go after the gun people. Go after those people who are manufacturing those things, because as long as it's legal for them to carry a gun, there's going to be shooting.
Yeah.
Duh. I mean, is that too hard to figure out?
Yeah.
You know, sure, I'm against guns. Guns kill.
I'm
and then people say, oh, guns don't kill, people kill. Yeah, but there's somebody behind the trigger.
Don't
give me that nonsense.
If they don't have guns to kill, then they have a little bit more trouble.
That's right.
Trying to kill people with a knife, I don't
know. Yeah, you know, but anyway, you know, we have to really take this seriously and get involved with these things. I mean, those kids, those little kids, one little kid was shot, and this other guy throws his girlfriend out the window with the baby.
Oh.
I mean, what the heck?
Mm.
You know one thing I maintain? For every action, there should be an equal and opposite reaction.
Mm-hmm.
What that boy did to his girlfriend and that baby, throw them out the window, should happen to him.
Yeah.
Okay? If you're going to do the crime, then you got to get paid off. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I get so sick and tired of, you know, really reading this kind of nonsense about people, you know, harming other people, taking guns.
Exactly.
You need to get the guns out of the kids' hands. And Ali Al-Rahman gives you, with his book, it's called We Learn by Trial. And it's by Rahman. We have another caller, I think. Do we have time to take that call? Is somebody on the air? It could be someone calling me personally. But I can't take the call right now if you're calling me personally. Anyway, Gus's tribute is September 15th. The number for you to call for more information, everyone, is, what's that number again, the 609 number?
Mm-hmm. 609-571-1620.
Okay, I have it right here. I just couldn't see it. 609-571-1620 to find out more about the tribute for Gus at New Jersey Performing Arts Center from 6 to 9 on September 15th. So now also, what else do I have to tell you? Oh, I want to give people the number for the Legal Shield. If you need an attorney, you know, call Sandra at this number. What's your number, Sandra?
1-877-548-4611.
Okay. That's 1-877-548-4611. I want you to join me next week for a closer look every Wednesday live from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m., where we give out the most fantastic information that you need to hear. You know, and we are heard locally, nationally, and globally. We deal with global communications. So you really want to tune in and keep abreast about what's going on with Gus and with us at the Kay and Gus Show. We do take a closer look and an intense look at different issues and give you as much information as we can. Thanks for talking to me, Al Jackson. If there's a possibility of doing the show and sending it to Antigua, Barbados, Bermuda, you know, etc.
Wonderful.
Aruba,
Olga,
Puerto Rico, Colombia. I'm ready. You know, when I was on Channel 47, I used to hear about the Caribbean Islands. Boy, I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to get there. So one of the first places was St. Thomas and Puerto Rico. So anyway, we're continuing on. We are now at the 5 of 9. Time slot. Let me tell you what's going on. Oh, last week, you know, we had Larry Hammond. Now Larry's going to be back again. I'm going to, you know, schedule him. Milagros Harris, I'm going to be scheduling her again naturally because of the fact that she does some dynamite work. Let me see. There are a few other people that we have to get in touch with. You know, Brianna Scott. I told you about my granddaughter who was playing volleyball. And the Bermuda team got a bronze, and she got more points than anybody else. Brianna Scott. Yes, do we have a caller?
Living in their hearts, on their minds.
Do we have a caller? Thanks to Ty. Thanks to Ayana. Thanks to Shauna. Thanks to all the T's. Okay. I'm Kay Thompson. And join me next week for a closer look with Kay and Gus on the Kay and Gus Show. Every Wednesday, live, bringing you a lot of interesting topics that you won't want to miss. I'm Kay Thompson with Sandra Laitland with Ravis, and we'll be back next week.